continuing learning the laws of Mechiras Chametz, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'sarach limsor lo hamafteach mecheder shemunach bo'e chametz. It's necessary that when a person sells their chametz, that you have a key, and you should actually give that key over, the very key which the chametz is held in that particular room or storage area. Kadesh yuchol lichnos b'shosh yirza v'litales chametzu shnimchor. Logical. After all, a person bought the chametz, he has every right to go to it, and therefore he should be actually given a key. The non-Jewish person who owns the chametz now should have a key to everyone's room which the chametz is held. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that if a person feels uncomfortable doing so, we can still do something else. Another option is she'al kol panim, the very least, yomer lo Yisrael, the Jewish person should state or write in a document, b'chol eis shetirtze, anytime you want, tuchol likach hamavteach michanucha v'lichanis bo litales chametzcha. Anytime you want, you can come and take the key, and I'll give it to you. If you want your chametz, no problem. I'm going to hold on to the key, but the key will be available, or I will be available at such and such a number. And anytime you want to get to your chametz, it is 100% yours, so you have a right to do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'isr gomer, hu laniach shum chosam o masker al cheder. It's absolutely forbidden to put a seal or to lock up that door. So I don't want this guy to go and take this chametz. I don't own it, but I do not want this person to take any of it. So I'm going to lock it up where he will have no access to it. And if he asks me for the key, I'm going to say, I'm sorry, I will not give it to you. Person, if someone does that, using again the language of the Mishnah Berurah, that's considered to be an iser gomer, completely forbidden. The muchach mizeh, the chol ha-mechira lo ha-yarak, as we mentioned, that this person is not really selling his chametz. It's a joke. It's not real. And because of this, if he never, at the time of the actual sale, gave the non-Jewish person any ability to get to the chametz, or any right or authorization to ask him to be able to obtain the chametz, a fil b'di'evid aser ha-chametz. That chametz is completely forbidden to him, and was not a proper transaction. Kol makom, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, im b'chila machar kedin. Let's say at the time of the actual sale on Erev Pesach, it was done properly, which means that he did have access to it. And then, sometime during Chol Moed, you had charata, you changed your mind. Nasan masker al cheden, you locked up the area where your chametz is. Certainly you're not allowed to do so, because he's supposed to be able to get to his chametz throughout all Pesach. Since at least at the time of the sale, it was done properly. So now afterwards, you did something wrong. But nonetheless, the chametz, if you would eventually, after Pesach, be able to purchase it back, you have a right to it. And that's the reason why, based on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, on this particular document, and many people that are involved in the Mechira, they have clearly stipulated these two things. One of them, as it says on this delegation of power from the sale of chametz, a key to these locations will be available at the following address. Some people would actually give me a key. You don't have to do so, but at least to write down your address so that a person will know that I have the right to get the key from such and such a place if I do want my chametz over Pesach, the non-Jewish person speaking. Furthermore, it says, the purchaser will have every right to enter the addresses listed and to make every use of the chametz stored therein, as that chametz will belong to the purchaser. So that's something which a person writes, and when you sign it, you're supposed to really be meaning what you're doing. It has to be an actual sale with tremendous seriousness, as we mentioned before, with Gemiras Das. I'm going to talk for a few moments a little bit about the actual Mechira. What exactly goes on behind closed doors? What exactly is done. How is this sold? How do you go about this mechira? So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah later on. It says Kasma Achronim, that the later authorities write, Di'afa gadol chatchil yesh limchor bekesef u'meshicha. Now, when it comes to purchasing something, typically you go to a store, give them some money, and you would think that it's really just the kesef, the money you're giving, that causes you to acquire. In fact, the Gemara in Kedushin does say, Devar Torah mos konos, that you could just give money and you automatically own the thing, even though it's not yet in your hands. But the Gemara tells us that rabbinically we're concerned, because after you would give over that money, let's say if those items were destroyed in a fire, for example, then there will be a whole issue of who actually had ownership. And therefore, because of that, we also want Meshicha. The person who gave the money for the purchase should also pull or take this thing with them. And by doing this, the Meshicha, that is a way, certainly, you acquire the object. So the question then is, what exactly happens in this particular situation by Mechiras Chametz? Well, Kesef may be given over, that the non-Jewish person will give over money, but the question is Meshicha. How on earth is it possible for this person to do Meshicha on every drop of Chametz all around? And the Mishnah Berurah basically says it's impractical and that, therefore, is insufficient. And I'm just going to read a few lines of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Mikol makom im chametz meruba. Let's say a person has a lot of chametz. The asher limshel chametz shlo. It's impossible to perform this meshicha, this pulling of the chametz. V'chein, and so too. Im ein chametz kan, shiachol akum amashcho. Person doesn't have the chametz at hand. Person who sells the chametz. The rabbi, for example, would be selling the chametz to the non-Jew in an office. Obviously, all the person's chametz in all the different homes are not right there in the guy's office. So therefore, it's impossible for this process, the Meshicha, to take place. Elohu be'iracheres, so b'derech, could be in another city even. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshul if no so, l'nachri b'shar kinyan. It's necessary to be involved in other forms of having of acquiring. It's necessary, in addition to the kinyan of kesef alone, the giving over of money, that there should be other forms of kinyanim as well. And some of them we're familiar with, such as the kinyan suder, the giving over some type of physical object, which a lot of people use a handkerchief. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says other forms of kinyanim that, typically speaking, when it comes to the mechira, we do all of them. And we'll discuss how that's possible in a moment. It says, tekiyas kaf. Another form of kinyan is tekiyas kaf. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what on earth is that. What's tekiyas kaf? Dehainu shemakin kapeim zel zel. Literally, they hit hands to one another, or palms, which means you shake your hands. By doing a handshake, that's considered to be a form of a kinyan. More specifically, it's called a kinyan situmta. A kinyan situmta was because it comes from the word to close up. Because they used to use that term when they would place a seal on a wine barrel. And therefore, by shaking hands, that also is a form of sealing. It seals the deal. And in many business dealings, maybe less now than it used to be, a shaking of a hand, person's handshake was as good as gold, and therefore that was considered like a kinyan. Whatever we said is valid. So therefore, that is actually a form of kinyan that we also are involved in the Mechira, again called the kinyan situmta, or using the language of the Mishnah Berurah, tekiyas kaf. And he says, O'al yidei nesinas pruta, by giving over something of value, bimkom l'shenahagu, in the communities where the custom is, shalokeach nosin pruta l'mocher nigmar hamekach. Now, when a person gives over some money, which is a form of kinyan kesef, that it's an actual kinyan, it's an actual transaction. Oba makom shenahagu m'siras hamapteach havi gmar hamekach. It's possible, as we mentioned before, by giving over the key, that's also a form of a kinyan and a meeting of the minds, or using the term we've said before, gemiras das, of the actual sale. The Mishnah Berurah then tells us other forms of kinyanim. He says that another thing that a person that we do is yesh limchor hachametz al yidei agav. through what's called a Kenyan Agav, which we learned in the first chapter in Kedushin recently. That is, says the Mishnah Berurah, that a person will sell the karka, ocheder, or even a, not just necessarily land, but even a room or the shelf, let's say, where the chametz is. And using the Kenyan Agav, that since he acquires the land or the thing which is where the chametz is under, which is underneath, once you acquire the land or the, then you acquire also the chametz or the metaltalin, which is on the property, on the land. That's considered to be a Kenyan Agav. That's also valid, even if, says the Talmud, Einan Siburin Kan. Even if the chametz is not necessarily on your property, it's not necessary for a Kenyan Agav to work, just as long as a person has some form of ownership of property. Now, we're going to conclude, even though there's a lot more to talk about, with the words of the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says, Ve'hecha she'osek kama kinyanim. In a case, which is in all situations, with the Mechiras Chametz, that we do many forms of kinyan, Me'hanochon she'yarmu lo b'feresh. It's proper that one should say explicitly the following. She'umachna lo afilu be'echad me'hakinyanim v'af ki b'kulam. That you say that even if one of these is a good kinyan, then that's the one that should be valid. The tov, and it's good, she after gam kain lifnei bestin, that after you've been involved in all these forms of kinyanim, all these ways in which the non-Jewish person could acquire all the chametz on behalf of all the people, a person should say, quoting the words of the Be'er Halacha, "V'achar mechira yomer she'im hanachri einu kona be'el hakinyanim." That if for some reason none of these kinyanim worked, I'll call upon him the hefker gomer. Then let at least very well be that if he does not own the chametz, that all the chametz that we tried to sell is now considered to be hefker. It is ownerless, and therefore no person, no Jewish person, will own chametz. Whichever way you look at it on Pesach.